Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle-working business. Praise God. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I've been sharing these last several days on choosing God's covenant promises. We have a choice. We can either stay under the legalism of the old covenant, or we can walk in the liberty and the glorious freedom that we can experience as covenant keepers of the new and better promises that are part of the new covenant that was sealed in Jesus's blood. And beloved, we have so much to look forward to. God has provided everything that we need for life and godliness. And yet we have to recognize we are truly in a spiritual battle. And especially these last days, there is so much discouragement and deception out there that the devil is doing everything he can to bring confusion, to bring all manner of distraction. And we have to really exert concerted and continued effort to keep our hearts and minds stayed upon the Lord, to seek Him, to not allow the many voices that are just heard round about us, and listen to His voice alone, that still small voice that speaks to our spirit, and the beautiful clarity and absolute truth that is spoken to us, that speaks to us as we read the Word of God. And we've been looking at Paul's counsel to the Galatian church, and he was rebuking them because he said, you know, you started in the spirit, now you're resorting to the flesh. And beloved, we can see that it's in human nature because we are creatures of time. Let's face it, we don't like to wait, especially in this modern culture in which we live. We want everything instantly. Microwave communication, and that, I mean, the technology has advanced so far that we pretty much experience that. I mean, we can see events happening around the world on our television sets practically in real time. And so we have to understand that what knowledge has been added to our experience, the extreme advances, the increase of knowledge that Daniel spoke about, it's happened. There are exponential increases in knowledge in all the fields, medical, technology, science. So many things are being accomplished, and technology in terms of the computer and internet, even those who are well advanced in knowledge of computers, I mean, it's, you know, in a few months, they've got to learn. There's new things constantly happening, and these are people that I know that happen to know computers, and I confess I don't. I use them, but I try to stay away from them as much as I can. I shouldn't say that. I stay away from the internet as much as I can, although, yes, I do receive emails and do other things, but I'm not on social media and don't intend to be. Anyway, we're talking about choosing God's covenant promises. And we've been looking at Paul, what he was saying. He was using an illustration from the life of Abraham and Sarah. And they, in an attempt to fulfill God's promise to have a child, they devised a plan, Sarah had suggested, and Abraham thought, well, you know, maybe this will work. And yes, they did have a child with Abraham had a child with Hagar, Sarah's Egyptian handmaid, and as a result, it was nothing but trouble in their lives and for every generation since that time. Why? Because it was not God's way. God told Abraham that he would bear a child that would come out of their loins, the union of Abraham and Sarah. And because they weren't willing to do it God's way or wait on God, there were problems. And so often we have seen that in our efforts personally, we all do it, or in the church world, we are desperately coming up with solutions to what we see as problems, trying to fix things, trying to see church growth, trying to see souls saved. Oh, the motivation is good. We want to do things that that are according to the word of God, but we're not willing to do it man's way. In Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, verse 31, the word of the Lord declares what God would do in this new covenant. He was speaking prophetically through Jeremiah, and he said, "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt." And of course, he was referring to that covenant that was given to Moses on Mount Sinai. Continuing on and with this scripture, because that's why he wasn't going to do, it's not going to be like the old, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them. And he goes on to talk about the new covenant that was going to be made. He says, "This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time." And we are all Israelites who are Israelites of the heart, beloved. Paul goes on later to say that. The Lord goes on to say, "I will put my law in their minds and write it in on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." Oh, God is calling today, brother and sister. He's calling for a people who will be led by the Spirit as well as filled with the Spirit. He's calling for people to put His eternal promises and His unfailing word ahead of all human reason and far in front of human judgment. Beloved, then and only then can we truly and literally and really walk in this union of faith and power with God. God is not going to compromise. He's not going to do it our way. Even though our motivation, our intent may be good, it is going to be the word of the Lord. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord and being His counselor hath taught Him. Beloved, we can't improve on God's design. We may not understand it. We may only see in part, and the scriptures tell us we do. We may not understand fully until we're finally with the Lord, but we have to honor His ways of doing things. As His word declares, beloved, that is the dividing line. Differentiating difference that will determine if you're walking in the Spirit or walking according to the carnal nature, the ways of man. And it's the Word of God, beloved, that is the dividing line. We can't do it in a way that sounds good. Oh, many things can sound appealing to the flesh, to our own flesh nature, even in our own lives. We make decisions based on, it seems logical, it seems like a good idea, but we have to wait for the Spirit of the Lord to confirm by the mouth of two or three witnesses, out of the Word of God, by the witness in our own spirit. Beloved, we have to allow God to do His work in us. It isn't diplomacy or better judgment which is going to carry us through, beloved. Expediency has cried that fellowship with darkness is inevitable for the world, but God calls and He commands. What does He say? Cast out the bondwoman and her child. Let the old ways be cast out. Let the things that worked years ago be cast out. Throw yourself on the rock, beloved, on that rock which is Christ Jesus, there at the foot of Calvary, broken, unworthy, miserable, sinful, then the Alpha and the Omega, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, the day spring from on high, our blessed Savior will heal your wounds and mend your life and raise you up. You know, the word tells us that if we fall on the rock, which is Christ Jesus, we will indeed be broken. He needs us broken, beloved. He needs our human will broken. He needs the ways of man, the things that appeal to our reason, to our flesh. He needs us broken that the life of Christ can be manifest in us. And if we're not willing to be broken on the rock, let us beware lest that rock fall on us, because when the rock falls on us, we'll be broken to smithereens. And one day the unsaved and the ungodly and the wicked and the rebellious and the stubborn will find that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We must have a new covenant anointing that will sweep us up into the flow of the river of God. Oh, hallelujah. You remember that river that Ezekiel saw, to go out into the midst of the river of God, waters to swim in that cannot be passed over. Beloved, let us not think that we are not all capable of falling back on what seems right to a man. You know, it might seem right to a man, but the ways therein are the ways of death. Look at beloved David. He was a man after God's own heart. He had a way of bringing the ark back. What a beautiful motive he had. He wanted to bring the very presence of God as he began his reign as king. Or I should say, when he came, well, he had already been king in Judah for 7 years, but when all of Israel came and they anointed him king over all of Israel, he wanted to bring the ark back, but it was brought on a cart, and the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah put his hand against it and was struck dead. And then David was afraid of God, and he sought to do it God's way. And how did he do it? They went and searched the scriptures, and then at a later attempt, they did it. The ark was carried on the shoulders of the priests, and there was great rejoicing. Why? Because this man, after God's own heart, realized and was taught a lesson that it had to be done God's way. So let us learn that, beloved. Woe to anyone who tries to widen the narrow way of righteousness. Amen. Well, my time is coming to a close, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message on tomorrow's broadcast. But my prayer is that we will heed the word of the Lord, not only in the corporate body of Christ, because there's so much deception and apostasy coming in to our ranks, but also in your individual life. We need to wait upon God, just as Abraham did, to see the fullness of God's promises and blessings in our lives. I love you. If you need me to stand in prayer, the announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,